USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A two-day record surge in coronavirus cases is prompting several states to reclose businesses. The governors of Florida and Texas both ordered bars in their states to shut down because of a surge of infections. More than 39,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Thursday. Texas reported nearly 6,000 alone. CDC Director Robert Redfield says Americans must embrace social distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
To stay 6 feet apart from each other as much as possible, to wear face coverings when we're in public, and to practice vigorous hand hygiene. I also want to appeal to the millennials and those that are under 40. It's really important that this group really commit themselves to these practices to protect those at risk.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. This product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Springfield police in Illinois are confirming at least one person was shot inside a warehouse today. The suspect fled and police are searching for him.
We're still searching for a suspect. It's doubtful the suspect's still at the scene, but we are acting as if. So that's all I have right now.
Springfield Police Commander Brian Oakes says the Bun-O-Matic facility is very large and will take some time to fully search. Employees have been evacuated. Police are urging residents to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Air travelers who refuse to wear face masks on planes to protect passengers and crew from COVID-19 are not only being stopped from flying now, but may also be banned from flying commercially in the future. Delta's CEO saying customers who choose to not comply with this or any other safety requirement risk losing their future flight privileges. Last week, American Airlines blocked a traveler from flying into New York after he refused to wear a mask. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
When it comes to a police reform bill, Democrats and Republicans agree that something has to be done. But can something get done in Washington, especially in an election year? Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells Fox News he's very skeptical anything will be accomplished.
I hope so, but my Democratic friends and Speaker Pelosi refuse to even let us bring up the bill for debate and for their amendment. And then Chuck Schumer blamed us for not passing the bill. I mean, I'm sorry, that's like being called ugly by a frog. They won't even let us get on the bill, but yet Tim Scott and all the rest of us are responsible for not passing it. And by the way, Tim is trying to cover up George Floyd's death. You know, you can't make this stuff up. It's like a sequel to Pulp Fiction, and it's embarrassing. And you know what? This is why Congress polls right up there in the estimation of the American people with robocalls. It's these kind of political games. It's all about the next election, not the next generation.
Microsoft is closing most of its retail stores permanently. It made the announcement on Friday, saying it will focus on improving its online store. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.